What was I going to talk about today? Oh, yeah. Action figures. That's what it was. Action figures. Yeah. I know. That was. I got that out of that song. You got to move. Got to do something. Right. So I know there's a new movie coming out, or maybe it's a sequel to The Avengers. You know, it's about the action figures that are coming out. And yay. David's back there going, yay, action figure movie. Okay, so when we were little, we played with these little action figures and we watched cartoons about it. But now, you know, they actually have big movies about people that are playing in all the animation. It makes it so real and it sounds like it's, you know, just something for these few individuals. Okay, so I was thinking about that and I always write the titles of the talk the first part of the month. I said, give me the titles. So I plug them in, put them out on the website, and that's it. And then I wake up on a Saturday and go, I wonder what the talk's about. But it made sense to me to say that when we're moving around in this world, to understand that it's not just studying this stuff, it's not just learning about it, but it's actually living it and walking it and talking it and doing it. And that's why I love that opening quote where it says, you may be the only Bible that anybody ever reads. And I thought, that is so powerful. Because if somebody's watching you and how you're moving through the world, you may be the only story they need. You may be the only way of seeing how to do something different than they've seen it done before. You may have tapped into a power that allows you to act differently than maybe you did previously, and maybe different than anybody they've ever seen behave in that way before. We talk a lot about how important it is, because we finally figured out love your neighbor as yourself meant you got to love yourself first, right? Then you get to love other people. We finally figured that out. But that's another one of those things where you slap a post-it on it and say, love myself, and you affirm, I love myself. But the truth of the matter is, what does that look like? It's a nice thing to say. I'm perfect, whole, and complete is a great thing to say, right? But actually feeling it and moving from that and acting from that is way different than just saying words. So when we say we love ourselves, and that's why every once in a while I go back to this and pull this out because we all need it. In order to love ourselves, we have to give ourselves permission to be who we are. So when we're looking at that healthy boundary sheet, which I think just about everybody got when they walked in, what is really mine? What do I own? My own awareness of my inner life is not going to be something that somebody else told me about, that I read in a Bible, that I read in a book somewhere. It's actually going to be something that all of a sudden one day I start realizing there's a connection between what I'm doing in my life, the kind of work I'm doing, the kind of activities I do, the kind of people that I hang around with. There's going to be a connection where I start to notice that my energy rises and falls with the activities that I do and with the people that I hang around with and the thoughts that I decide to choose upon. Out of all the possible thoughts about something, the one that I land upon that gives me peace seems to actually move through my entire body and change my demeanor, and as I move out in the world, all my relationships with other people. It's like, wow, I'm becoming aware that there's actually a correlation between what I am thinking, feeling, and believing, and what I'm actually doing, and something coming alive inside of me. I'm connecting with something. There's something that has always been speaking to me, but I wasn't aware. I thought I could do whatever and it wouldn't really affect me. But now I understand there's something, a power plugged into me that I can connect with and disconnect with depending on what I'm doing. And I'm aware of it now. I'm finding a power within me I didn't know I had before. I'm becoming an action figure. My own action figure. What would my own action figure look like? My own action figure would be very aware and want to go deeper into that awareness all the time and connect with it and tap into a power within me. And it might not be visible, and I might not talk about it so much, but I would move with it, and I'd become my own action figure. My inner life includes all my beliefs and thoughts, my feelings, my decisions, my choices, my experiences. And that's what I said in the affirmation. I am accountable for myself. I love myself. I own that. I am accountable for my own life. Nobody else is. I am. And I stand in my power when I realize that and connect with that and own that. My wants and needs. To really get comfortable with what I really love, what I need, what fulfills me, not what the world says it should look like, not what somebody else says it should look like, but what I really want and need, what makes me happy. And that's probably going to change. Maybe at one point in my life, things I thought would make me happy, and they did for a while. But when I found out that they started to break and they wore out and I had to dust them and move them and take care of them, maybe they lost their sparkle. And I realized and said there was a sparkle inside of me that never wore out and never got tired, and I didn't have to dust it and maintain it. Instead, it seemed to shine brighter as I got my mind off of outer things. All my unconscious material, I am reflective. I start to understand as I move through this world that things that flow easily into my life are my yeses, and things that I see as a no, and why lessons keep coming back at me, and they keep coming back and coming back, and the person I'm calling is my enemy is not my enemy at all, but is a teacher to teach me about healthy boundaries, because I cannot love myself without healthy boundaries. And therefore, I stop blaming them and say, oh, I get why you're here. You're here so that I can shore myself up. And if I thought that being good and kind was to be a doormat, you're here to teach me. No, you don't know you're teaching me that, but you're teaching me that. We were watching Gone with the Wind last night, a part of it. And Scarlett O'Hara is a real brat. She's very spoiled. And she plays, I can't remember the character's name, Marion or something like that. And it's Olivia de Havilland. And Olivia, just everybody keeps telling her, Scarlett is awful. She's mean. She's a narcissist, you know. And Olivia de Havilland's, oh, but she's so sweet. No, you don't understand. You don't understand. And they're seeing, like, she's after her husband. She, you know, doesn't care. She's only staying with her because she wants to take care of herself, and she wants to be there and try to steal her husband away. But Olivia can't see it because Olivia is so forgiving. And we were taught that no matter what anybody does to us, take it. Just take it. You should never push anybody away. But the truth of the matter is you can't love yourself and have a toxic person in your life. When you do, it says, that's how healthy I am. I'm as healthy as the most toxic relationship in my life. And we call it toxic because it actually puts a poison into us. It actually changes our own level of vibration. And when that gets in there, any other close relationships we have, it affects every close relationship that we have. And as we move through the world, we take that contamination, and move it with us. But how do we deal with it? How do we deal with if we have somebody who, if you look at the bottom, the relationships, is in the unsafe column in our lives? Are we mean to them? Do we scream at them? Do we cut them out of our lives? Do we yell at them? Are we just, no, I can't have a real deep relationship with them. I can be in the same room with them, but they're not my go-to person. There's somebody that I know going into it, what they do, but it does not move me. I do not change them. I do not fix them. I do not make them see clearly what they're doing. I simply stay on my side of the boundary line and let them be who they are. Now, there are some individuals you actually do have to cut out of your life. There's a reason why if somebody is dealing with addiction and decides to become healthy, that they can no longer have the friends they had before. Has to go. It's the most loving thing they can do for themselves, and in reality, it's the most loving thing they can do for the other person. Stepping away from a toxic individual, stepping away from somebody who's lowering your vibration, is in reality the most loving thing you can do. I learned this lesson once when I felt I was actually helping somebody who had an eating disorder, who was anorexic, who was dying, who was committing suicide, slow suicide, but occasionally she would try a faster fix. The slow one was the anorexia. The faster one was a razor blade. And so I tried to help her. And I would walk with her, and she'd say, oh, my gosh, you're so much better than my counselor. You are so wonderful. Everything you say to me is the best thing ever. And my ego went, whew. I was fixing her. I was rescuing her. I was wonderful. But back she would go into St. Anthony's, and I was falling apart. I could tell when she was attempting something or when she was going down without even being in her space. I could pick up on it and just start crying and share with somebody I know, and I would get the phone call. It was amazing. I thought I somehow had control over her when in reality, she had control over me. Not that she was trying to. It's just that we have to stay on our side of the boundary lines. And it took several people to say to me, because they had gone through the same thing I did, she's going down and she will take you with her. It took her counselor to call me and say, step away. You think you're helping and you're not. And I did. And it was hard. But I knew it was the most loving thing for me and for her. That's one of our lessons we really have a hard time with, because we were always taught to turn the other cheek. We were always taught to be there no matter what. But the truth of the matter is, we are all action figures. And she brought something into this world, and she was a great teacher. She grew up fearing that her own mother was poisoning her all the time. She ran a daycare center. Guess who cooked the food for her children at the daycare center? Her mother. And she would tell me this story, and I was like, I'm still there for her, I'm still there for her, I'm still there for her. And I realized I was caught up in craziness finally. Does this make sense to you? And I was going down. So we start to recognize what is a safe relationship and what's an unsafe relationship. We start to allow people to be who they are and to run their course and their journey. And we stop living by rules of what we were taught, but by instead what is energizing us and what's draining us. If we're in an abusive relationship with somebody, we have to get out of it. It doesn't mean that one day you won't be able to reconnect with that person, be in a social situation with them, be friendly and kind to them. It doesn't mean that you have to be mean. It doesn't mean that you have to carry a grudge with you everywhere you go. As a matter of fact, when you have healthy boundaries, when you understand that I can have this level of relationship, not a deep one, but this one here, now I can handle it. I can handle it. Does this make sense to you? It helps you get rid of the anger that is there to protect you and instead give you a place to put the relationship on a nice shelf of, this is as far as we can go together. We just can't go down here. We can't go deep together. Action figures. We're all our own action figure, and we're all building it, and we're all tapping into the powers. And some of us are action figures that are using our talents, like these people, like many other artists. And they're expressing that through them. And they are the only Bible we need to read about using your talents fully and completely. We are all walking Bibles. We are all teaching the yeses and nos with our lives. We're all in a class together. And with healthy boundaries and understanding what safe and unsafe is, we can put things in their right place and people in their right place and take care of ourselves. And then when we do that, that is what moves into our relationships with those that we want close to us. And that's what moves with us as we move through the world. We will have peace. We always talk about another word that we'd love in our world, peace. But it all starts in here. And we're the ones who move it. Thank you very much.